You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vidrinska from Showtime, URN's specialist musical theatre show, and you're listening to our podcast Spotlight On, where I'm keeping you up to date each week with all the latest theatrical news. And the big news this week is that the UK tour of The Cher Show is in Nottingham at the Theatre Royal right now. It's a jukebox musical featuring 35 of Cher's biggest hits, and it follows her life and career with three different actresses playing the lead. There's Babe, the doe-eyed young version of Cher who wants nothing more than to be famous as she starts her career aged just 16. She's usually played by Six's Millie O'Connell on the tour, but she's going to be played by Jasmine Jules Andrews for the week that it's here in Nottingham. We then move on to Lady, played by the brilliant Danielle Steers, and that's where we see Cher in the 1970s at the height of the Sonny and Cher comedy hour and really beginning to struggle with some of the realities of being famous. And then there's the inimitable Debbie Corrup as Star, the ultimate diva, who brings us through to the present day as we see Cher embracing new parts of her career and her love life, and just trying to recapture some of the joy of being Cher at a time when she's faced with quite a lot of adversity. And I have to say, it's a really clever way of telling the story. For a start, of course three Chers are better than one, the more the merrier, and when you have performers like this, you really want them to spend as much time on stage in character as possible because they are amazing. But from a story and a staging perspective, it's really interesting to see the dynamic of these three facets of the same woman, if that makes sense. You know, there was a moment when we were in the Babe part of the narrative at the start of the show, and Jasmine was playing this version of Cher who was so excited and so hopeful for the future, and Debbie and Danielle kind of stalked down the stage in perfect unison, I have to add. And it was just so theatrical that the future versions of this character were watching over and offering commentary and interacting with the younger one. I mean, they did that throughout the show with different configurations, but there was something particularly poignant about the slightly more jaded, realistic characters watching back on the youngest version. I don't know, I just think it was great. Because I did go to see the opening night here in Nottingham, and my goodness, what a show. From start to finish, it was utterly captivating. From the second you walk into the auditorium, you know that this is going to be a really good-looking show, and Tom Rogers' set design really carries that through. I especially enjoyed the way they showed the different years progressing throughout the show. Like, they'd have numbers on different pieces of set that would appear in the background, so at one point it was carved into a piano, or written on a series of mirrors, or on the back of some mannequins, or lit up in place of the name of a dance club. It was so effective, and it genuinely got to the point where every time a new bit of set was brought on, I'd be scanning it to see if I could spot any numbers, kind of like a theatrical Where's Wally. It helped as well, I think, because some of the dialogue is a little bit exposition heavy for my personal preference, though it makes sense because they really are racing through things quickly and I'm not sure how else you would cover that. But it's those clever little elements, like using the staging to show the passing of time, that make it feel really theatrical, and I love that. Because ultimately, the stage and the show overall really is just beautiful to look at. And that goes hand in hand with the stunning costumes from Gabriella Slade, who also did the costumes for Six, and you can absolutely see the similarities. We then have Arlene Phillips at the helm as director, and she's done a brilliant job at using the space to showcase the best of her performers and really tell the story very convincingly. I mean, some personal highlights for me were when Cher and Sonny's relationship was beginning to break down, and you got this section where they kept cutting back and forth between them performing on the Sonny and Cher show in a bright, like, sparkly fashion, to then suddenly them having really heated arguments the second the cameras turned off. It was brilliantly jarring in the best way possible, and again, just so theatrical. And shout out as well to Ben Cracknell for his incredible light design too. I don't think that the technical side of creative teams get anywhere near enough credit, and honestly, the lighting for the show was so spectacular and effective, particularly the moment when Cher goes to audition for a Broadway show, which, oh, was just so beautifully done. I also need to mention Strictly's Oti Mabuse, who has choreographed this show. And for anyone who's ever watched Strictly, you'll know how impressive Oti's choreography is. And the Cher show does not disappoint in any way. It's a really nice blend of theatrical and kind of Latin-esque, which keeps it feeling really fresh and exciting throughout the show. And there are plenty of moves as well that I have definitely seen on Strictly before, so it's fun spotting those in the choreography. And honestly, every single routine was performed spectacularly by the ensemble. In fact, credit to the ensemble, because geez, they worked hard. If they weren't launching themselves left, right and centre in this incredible choreography, then they were moving bits of scenery or playing different characters, and often doing all of that at the same time. I also have to mention Jake Mitchell in particular for that. He played Bob Mackey, Cher's costume designer, while also multi-rolling in the ensemble. And honestly, I don't think I've ever seen anyone more suited to being on stage or having more fun while performing, particularly in the song Ain't Nobody's Business If I Do, which was glamorous and high camp, and I loved it. And while we're talking about brilliant cast performances, I loved Lucas Rush as Sonny. I've seen Lucas Rush in countless things now, and they always play their roles so differently, which I realise sounds like a daft way to describe an actor, but I was thinking back to when I saw them in American Idiot, and in Thoroughly Modern Millie, and in Rock of Ages, and A Killer Party, which to this day remains one of my favourite things I watched during lockdown. And then to marry all those characters with someone like Sonny here in the Cher show, I don't know, I'm just constantly in awe of Lucas's versatility as a performer, and I'm always very excited when I see their name on a cast list, so definitely someone to watch out for if you come to see the Cher show. But of course, I can't talk about the Cher show without mentioning the three leading ladies. As I said earlier, Jasmine Jules Andrews is playing Babe all week here in Nottingham, and she is just so lovable. She balances this kind of naive optimism with this surprisingly powerful energy that well and truly establishes Cher as this force of nature from the very beginning of the show. I absolutely loved her voice and mannerisms as well, and it just makes it all the more impressive that this is actually Jasmine's professional debut. Like, she is really going to go far, so remember her name. Then Danielle Steers absolutely blew me away as Lady, as I knew she would. I'd spoken to Danielle before the show, and in fact, I'll link that interview in the post here if you want to catch up on it. But I knew from the very first cast announcement that she was going to be amazing in this part. Not only is her voice uncannily like Cher's anyway, but she's just got this fluidity and grace and power that is so captivating to watch. Like, just the way she'd slowly toss her hair over her shoulder had the entire audience just in the palm of her hand. Oh, and her version of We All Sleep Alone, which has been added into the UK version of this show, my God, it was show-stopping. Genuinely, the Cher show was made for Danielle Steers, and I'm so pleased that we now get to see her in it and absolutely smashing this role. And then last but by no means least, there is Debbie Coop as Star, and she is such an acclaimed performer anyway. Every time I've seen her in anything, from The Prince of Egypt to Girl from the North Country to also A Killer Party alongside Lucas Rush, you just feel like you're in such safe hands as you watch someone who is at the height of their game, performing with such ease, and that is so perfect for the Cher show. Like, I have to say, every one of the three leading ladies sounds so much like Cher. It's weird and amazing in equal measures, But Debbie was the one who won me over from an acting perspective because she brings such an authenticity in terms of balancing this immense confidence and skill and power with such genuine fear and anxiety and insecurity. It's like watching a masterclass in performance. And the way she commands the stage right till the very end, where it turns into this huge concert and you can get your phones out and film the show and sing along. Like from start to finish, Debbie Currup is Cher, and that is exactly what you want from a show like this. So if the Cher show has piqued your interest, you can catch it in Nottingham at the Theatre Royal until Saturday the 11th of June. Tickets are available via the link here in the post, and just to further convince you, here's why Danielle Steers, Cher herself, thinks that you should come and see it.
Oh gosh, it's just a great night out. You're going to learn so much about Cher's life that you didn't know. You're going to hear all the classic songs. There's 35 songs packed into this show. And as much as it is the life story of Cher, it's funny. Oh my gosh, it is so funny. It's sad, it's joyous, it's heartbreaking. It's gonna make you wanna like punch your fist up in the air with like, yes, I can do that too. It's gonna make you feel fearless, and ultimately it ends in like a huge concert where you can get up, get your phone out, sing along, have a dance. It's got a bit of everything. Why wouldn't you want to come?
I mean, you really have no excuse, do you? It's got everything that you could want. Honestly, this is the kind of show that theatre was made for. Catch the Cher show at Nottingham's Theatre Royal until Saturday the 11th of June. And listen back to the full interview with Danielle Steers via the link in the post if you want to find out more about what it's actually like playing Cher. And on that note, I will say goodbye for now. I will, of course, be back again on Sunday at 6 p.m. live on URN at 1350.net for Showtime's Tony Awards special, where I'll be running through all the nominated shows. And then I'll have a dedicated Spotlight On episode for you next week to announce the winners. In the meantime, make sure you're following along on Facebook at URN Showtime and on Twitter at Showtime URN to stay as up to date as possible on all the latest theatrical news. Because, as we say, the showtime must go on. Until then, goodbye.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.